It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. Need a snowblower that'll power through the toughest Truckee winters? Right now at Truckee Rents and Mountain Hardware and Sports, buy any new Honda snowblower and get 3 extra years of warranty free. That's 6 full years of Honda protection for 0 extra cost. And if your current Honda needs a tune-up, bring it to Truckee Rents Honda certified mechanics for expert service and seasonal maintenance. Visit Truckee Rents or any Mountain Hardware and Sports location to see how they can help you with your snowblower needs. Truckee River's in great fall form this week, with steady flows and cooling water keeping the bite active. Flows are currently 72 CFS out of Tahoe City, 78 through town, and 430 CFS at Ferret. Reports indicate strong numbers of rainbows and browns from Glenshire through Hirschdale, with larger browns up to 2 feet long coming from the deeper canyon pools. Early mornings have been the magic window, especially before the sun rises high over the canyon. Tightline nymphing and dry dropper rigs are solid tactics to use throughout the day. Water temperatures are holding near 58 degrees, and the river is seeing consistent blue-winged olive, caddis, and golden stone hatches. Pressure remains light during the week, making this a perfect time to get out. If you're planning to fish the Truckee, pack your waders, a long leader, and some patience. Fall conditions are prime, and the trout are ready to eat. Some fly favorites to try this week on the Truckee are various crayfish patterns like Haddon's Dead Drift Crayfish, Juju Beta size 18, Brown San Juan Worm size 12, Jig Hare's Ear size 14 through 18, Biot Epoxy Stone size 6 through 8, and Zebra Midges size 18. If you're looking for a technical rewarding challenge this week, the Little Truckee River is the place to be. Flowing at 52 CFS between Boca and Stampede, the water is crystal clear and calling for light tippet and delicate presentations. Trout are feeding on midges, blue-winged olives, and small caddis, especially on overcast days or when clouds roll in. Early mornings and late evenings are offering the best dry fly windows, with some impressive browns pushing past 20 inches near the confluence. During the day, anglers are having success with small nymphs like Juju Betas, Zebra Midges, and PT Nymphs under indicators or Euro-style setups. With water temperatures in the low 50s, fish are active but picky. Accuracy and stealth are everything. If you enjoy technical fly fishing and sight casting the savvy trout, the Little Truckee is in prime shape right now. Some fly favorites to try on the Little Truckee this week are Midge Emerges size 20, Zebra Midges size 20 through 22, Pale Morning Dun size 18, Black Caddis size 18, Elk Hair Caddis size 18, or Juju Beta size 18 through 20. Before you hit the fall trails, gear up at Mountain Hardware and Sports. You'll find rugged hiking boots, backpacks, and warm layers for those crisp mountain mornings. And the best part? Select apparel and footwear are 50% off until the end of the month. Don't wait. Visit any of their 4 locations and get trail ready today. Let's head out to the lakes, where fishing remains solid across species at Donner Lake. Kokanee anglers are still finding fish near the west end around 50 feet deep using small spoons and hoochies. Mackinaw are deeper, 50 to 100 feet, taking larger plugs and slow-trolled spoons. Shore anglers are picking up rainbows around China Cove and the west end ramps with worms, power bait, and spinners. The bite is best early and late before boat traffic ramps up. Donner continues to be one of the steadiest options in the area. At Boca Reservoir, fishing remains productive from both bank and boat. Surface temperatures are in the high 50s, keeping trout active near the dam and West End Creek. Trollers working close to shore are finding rainbows and browns, while shore anglers using worms, eggs, or spoons are doing best in the evenings. Kokanee have fully colored and are now off the bite at Boca. The reservoir sits around 75% full, allowing for easy access. Trout fishing continues to be steady at Stampede Reservoir. Rainbows and browns are showing up along the North Shore early and late in the day on worms, lures, and power bait. Trollers are connecting with suspended fish 40 to 60 feet down using spoons or Rapalas. Cooler mornings are bringing trout shallower, making early hours most productive. The kokanee season is wrapped up for the year at Stampede. Prosser Creek Reservoir is fishing well and offering a fun mix of bass and trout. The lake sits around 70% full with surface temperatures in the low 60s. Bass are holding in coves and biting plastics, jigs, and crankbaits in 10 feet of water. Trout are suspended 20 to 40 feet down with trollers finding success on Rapalas and plugs. Shore anglers near the dam are also connecting with worms, eggs, and power bait. While not known for large fish, Prosser offers consistent action and a great mix of species. And finally, the season officially opened October 1st at Pyramid Lake. Early season anglers heading out to Pyramid should focus around sandhole and shot dog for shore casting, while boaters are finding success 70 feet deep near Hell's Kitchen. Early in the season, fishing from a boat typically yields larger fish as they stage deeper at Pyramid Lake. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next time, tight lines. The weekly 101.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston for all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Placed that line right on that hook.
Boy, I've been fishing all the time. I'm going fishing too.